Blog Talk Radio.
Podcast is called Grown Folks Talking, Express Yourself. How many of y'all remember that record? Well, for the young people, and we hope we have quite a few young people calling in, because we're trying to give you some good advice, because eventually everybody's going to do what they want to do. We all did when we were younger, but in this day and time, I'm on one knee with young people saying, please, try to talk to someone that has some good common sense, your elders, and most, first and foremost of all, your family members who you know are always trying to drop some what I call wisdom in your direction, okay? Because you have to know who and what you are. Teddy Pendergrass sang that in his song. Understanding who and what you are, that means you have to pick up your history book, enlighten yourself, and be spiritually uplifted, and that gets back to always the bedrock of your foundation, which is health and nutrition. All right? Can't eat everything that they put out here, family. But anyway, once again, welcome to the show. And before I go on, I'd just like to say all praise is due to the Most High, because without him, without that force, there could be no existence. Now, I would like to first and foremost say to my podcast family out there, thank you for supporting the Green Tea Movement, all right? John gave me a call yesterday, and we had 22, I believe. I should have marked that, but I know it's over 20 new people who called in for their green tea. All right, Dr. Lee's green tea, the most potent form of green tea, 710 ECGC, which is the most potent ingredient in green tea. All right, and it's the best tea in the world. Hey, I always tell you guys, have your pen and pads ready. Research has shown. We just don't say that it's the best tea in the world, green tea. The research is shown it. All right? So go to teaforhealth.com. And most of all, go to my Facebook page. You scroll down, and you can get a discount on your bag of green tea. It's $2 off a bag of green tea. Forrest, F-O-R-R-E-S-T. Nance, N as in never, A as in apple, N as in never, C as in vitamin C, which you should be taking every day, and E, which is an antioxidant, you should be taking every day. Forrest Nance. Scroll down, get the number, or you got them pad and pens ready. For first-time listeners, always have pad and pen ready. I'll repeat this near the end of the show. Number that you call in to order your green tea is area code 609-680-3990. I had to think about that for a minute, y'all. I didn't want to give you the wrong number. Once again, 609-680-3990. Ask for John and say, hey, I'd like to get a discount on my green tea. I was on Grown Folks Talking. Please send me some green tea. And also they sell steepers. Now, a steeper, for those of you out there who don't know, is the nice porcelain cup with the lid on it. When you steep your tea for a good 10 or 15 minutes, it draws the oxygen out of the green tea and makes it more potent. All right, it's heart healthy. It helps prevent cancer. Don't we all in this time with the pollutants in the air? You don't know what the heck they're spraying now over over different cities in your municipality, okay? I don't trust government. Y'all know how I feel about that. And before I bring on my guests, they're going to discuss my man Alex and my man Trevor. All right, they're about to discuss Black Wall Street. Y'all remember the history of Black Wall Street out in Tulsa, Oklahoma, but it didn't end just there. We also had very self-containing, self-empowered black communities across the nation, and I don't have to tell you what happened there. Only thing you had to do is say, oh, the Negro looked in the direction of a white woman, and next thing, that was their justification for going in there and leveling everything, killing us off. Okay. Uh-oh, I hear somebody talking. It's my time. I'm gonna get back to you. You got to mute yourself if you want to talk back there. Be aware now, because this is a very sensitive line, okay? Anyway, by the way, podcast family, if you have any questions for the gentlemen that are about to come up, Alex and Trevor, all right, they're going to discuss finance, how you, according to Mr. Trevor, can use other people's money to make money, okay? And also, before I get to my first two guests, all right, I have a panel on. We have Karen from Grace of Space. We have Carol, all right, Brother Michael Collins. You remember Michael? His sister is on my panel. We also have Brother Leon and, of course, our dear resident herbalist, Brother Rashad El Amin, all right? And, of course, the technician, my man, Mr. Randy J. Sean Jackson from Keeping It Real, every Friday night, same number, between 8 and 10. He has his own podcast, wonderful guest, okay? But before I go on, I just want to ask the podcast family, are you aware, some of you are, did you hear about, once again, something about those Wisconsin police, but it's all over across the nation. A 12-year-old Hispanic girl got into a fight. Now, a police officer that was moonlighting, meaning that he had a security job in the school, I guess when he wasn't working his regular patrol hours, he broke up the fight, threw the girl down on the ground, and put his knee on her neck. A 12-year-old girl. Now tell me that's not a punk move. There's a lot of officers that make the good ones look bad. There are good officers, and then you always got a couple of rotten ones that stink to the core, okay? He put his, and she's a Hispanic young lady, 12 years old. It traumatized her. She had to go to the hospital, okay, and for fractures in her neck. I mean, the same state with George Floyd. They haven't learned anything from George Floyd. He put his knee on a 12-year-old's neck. What officer can't contain a 12-year-old? I know nowadays that, you know, a lot of children, all right, young people are big before their age. But you shouldn't be on the police department if you're a punk, all right? That's the best you could do. You couldn't handle a 12-year-old girl? You're going to put your knee on the neck? And here's the thing that makes me upset, and it pisses me off, and I do a lot of meditation. You know, it's hard to piss me off. The officer said, oh, this is causing me trauma, traumatic. I think I have to resign from working in the school, you think? He knew a demonstration was coming, all right? And not only that, I listened to the young girl's father. Of course, he's going to file a lawsuit. So either Al Sharpton, I guess, or Benjamin Crump, unless they have your own attorney, is going to be flying in on that one, all right? But you'll be hearing about that. And if you haven't heard about that on the news, I wonder why. One of us is the same state. Same episode. I mean, come on, you know. You always got that person out there. I got a badge. I got a gun. I do what I want to do. All right? When will it end, family? I ask you, when will it end? All right? But anyway, without further ado, Alex, you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you loud and clear. Brother Trevor, you there? Alex, what happened to Trevor?
I don't know. He should be on the call.
No,
okay,
he's
you
not.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I had I called his number twice and I texted him twice. No response yet.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I'll start it and hopefully he'll chime in.
Okay, so you know
okay.
You know what we'll do, Alex, when Trevor does come in and Jay sees his number that you gave him, then he'll ring the doorbell, and that means Trevor's on.
Okay.
Okay, but in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to let this gentleman give you his own bio, because I believe people give bios and they bring guests on, but I always say that a person can best describe themselves, all right, and give their own bio. So without further ado, I'm going to allow this financial wizard to come on, and he's going to basically let you know what himself and also Brother Trevor, who I hope will join us soon, are all about. So once again, my man, Brother Alex Whatley. Brother Alex, the floor is yours.
All right. I appreciate the invite, Brother Forrest. Me and Brother Forrest go back a long ways when I used to live in New Jersey. Back when. But I'd tell you, I'd be telling my age if I answer that question. But the answer to your question earlier, Forrest, when will it stop? You know, it'll stop when we do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it will stop. It almost a great lead-in to my question, or to the answer to the question of when will we stop giving our money away? Right? It'll stop when we learn how to stop giving our money away. Simple as that. Okay? But before I get started, let me tell you who I am. Okay? My name is Thomas Whatley Bay. Like I said earlier, I'm originally from New Jersey. East Coast, formerly, now I live in Houston, Texas, with my beautiful older sister, Karen Whatley, who I hope is on the line, and all the beautiful folks from Houston, Texas. It's been a challenging journey learning what I have been blessed to learn, and I can only give credit to the man upstairs, God Allah himself. He has given me the spirit. He has given me the energy. He has given me the tenacity to go through what I had to go through in order to learn, in order to present what some of the stuff that I'm going to be presenting to the Blog Talk Radio guests this evening, me and my partner, business partner, Trevor, hopefully when he gets on the line. But like I said, it's been an interesting journey because I was born into this madness. like we all were born into this madness. You know, you ever wonder why they don't teach you about money? Have you ever wondered that? Have you ever wondered why we go through the so-called educational system from preschool, kindergarten, graduated high school, 12th grade, depending on yourself, you go through, trade school, college, university, and so forth, med school, depending on how far you want to go, you go through the educational system, and they never really teach you about money. You ever wonder why? Well, let me tell you why. We live in a money system that prides itself from shifting your hard-earned income away from you to them. And since you don't know how to stop that from happening, you spend all your days just allowing that to happen. Just like Brother Ford said about when will it stop as far as what the police and what this society is allowing to happen. It'll stop when we learn how to make it stop. Just like I said, with income shifting, your income will shift from you, will continue to shift from you to them until you learn how to make them stop shifting your income away from you to them. And so I won't go into the details of that because I just want to have a casual conversation about how that is happening and eventually how we can prevent that from happening. Because most Americans have that problem. They don't know how to stop this society.
Oh, hold that thought, Alex. I think your man is there. Brother Trevor, right. You there? Brother Trevor? Hold up for a minute. Alex, you still there, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, hold on, because Jay said he just called in. Trevor, you there? Hold on, I guess Jay was trying to bring him on. Hold that.
His number is there. His number is lit up, so he should be there. His number is there. The light is on and everything, so I don't know what happened, but he's there.
You don't think he has a problem with his phone, do you?
No, he called in. I see his number.
He's unmuted himself, hopefully?
No, he can't unmute himself. Jay got to unmute him. Jay, can you?
Maybe he mute on his end. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead. I'll call him on
his end. Okay.
Yes, can you hear me now? Yes.
Okay, there
can
you go. There
now?
You go. Yes, sir. We can hear
yes,
you.
Yes, sir. Great. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, y'all. The dynamic goes together. Okay, good.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Well, go ahead. All right, brother. Go. Well, Jay. Alex was saying something, but go right ahead. Y'all too, it's the floor for both of you. Go right ahead, brother.
Yeah, Trevor.
Brothers.
Yes, how you doing,
Trevor.
Brother Bay? Wally Bay,
oh,
Alex, how you doing, my brother?
I'm doing fine, just fine. And yourself?
I'm doing great. I'm hearing you dropping these nuggets, dropping these jewels on this captive audience, man, bringing this truth, much needed. This is essential right now. Very excited to be a part of this podcast, this broadcast, and getting these solutions out to some long-term problems that I believe that, and challenges, I call them challenges, that we've, we knew about, but now we have a solution to the challenges, and that's done through education and literacy and really learning how to really hedge off that $1.6 trillion. It got me excited at the same time, but we just got to add education to it. So with that being said, let's have this conversation. Keep on rolling, my brother, and, we can just educate this powerful group that's already put together. We appreciate being on this platform as this movement is getting stronger and stronger across the country as we're dealing with all of these challenges and that we're having with the wars. But we're not here to talk about doom and gloom. We're talking about how to really leverage and position ourselves during these challenging times, because this is when opportunities are presented, is when we are going through challenges. Opportunity and anything we do is just attached to solving a problem. So with that, you know, I'm excited, to be honest with you. So I'm here, Alex.
Okay. And Trevor, you know, as I continue what I was saying earlier about the fact that, you know, it's sad that we were born into a money system that does not teach us about money. You know?
Yes.
And then we're wondering why we have a hard time, if we ever do, becoming wealthy. Well, how can you, and you know, we discuss this all the time, so I feel like I feel like we're just back on the phone and we're just allowing the podcast audience to listen on our conversation that we talk pretty often. But you know, it's sad that again we are born into a system, a money system, that we truly don't understand, you know. And upon not understanding that system, unfortunately, it takes advantage of our not understanding about money. And just like myself, were fortunate to learn about this money system, and say that we no longer have to be sick and tired of being sick and tired of constantly working, you know, and earning our hard-earned income only for them to legally shift their our income away from us to them. And we just, you know, God just blessed us to put us with people who did understand that, who did come up with a remedy, and in doing so, it chimed with us. I mean, it radiated. Absolutely. With us. You know, we had no problem understanding it because we've been dealing with it all our lives. Is that not the case, Brother Trevor?
That's absolutely the case. And I do believe, because of this call that we're on, you know, we almost are like, you know, almost like feel like knowing the ark sometime, you know, or, you know, we're just letting them know the flood is coming, but also there's a solution. You know, that's why the ark was built, because even though the flood was coming, you know, there's forces, and, you know, through to my belief system, I believe the Most High comes to us with the right thing and the right message, but it's only for folks that have a listening ear and realize that we're in some challenging times. But if we seek righteousness and we seek education and we seek focus on solving the problems, which I believe we were created to do by design, solutions come to those. So this message is falling on this audience's ear, because I heard from the leader of, or the gentleman that put this program together, I believe this is an opportunity, if you're listening to this call right now, that that it's almost like tagged, you're it. You know, it's when the information comes your way, we have to understand or overstand as a community that if we have a solution to, I believe, the wealth gap, which is education, we must get it out. And I believe anybody on this line would have done the same thing or would do the same thing if you had the same information that myself and Brother Alex has. So truly, that's why we're here tonight, not to convince, not to sell, not to recruit, not to convince or anything like that, because there's no need, because we're talking about a matter that's affecting everyone. When we talk about the challenges that's there, you know, first start with the federal government. You know, the federal government is our biggest expense, and I believe a lot of us probably realize that, or in a lot of ways we don't realize it, you know, because if the average person knew that if you have a W-2 job that you're working from January to April, basically for free because they take a third of your money off the top, you know, who would do that if they knew the truth? Because it just doesn't make sense. Who would work for 3 months, 90 days for free to get, you know, a third of your income, you know, taken from you? And I'm a documentation person. I believe in documentation beats conversation. Everything we're talking about is proven, it's written, it's documented. But there's also solutions to solve that major issue. Let's get Uncle Sam out of your family. We kicked Uncle Sam out of our family, and there's simple ways that we can do it with the proper knowledge, you know. And I'm not talking about tax evasion. I'm talking about tax efficiency, because the taxes is your biggest enemy. That's taking the biggest chunk from us. Then we're trying to make the difference up by borrowing, by taking out loans, by paying interest. You know, we can go on, and people are like, how do I stop it? At least that's where I was, you know, my life, you know, doing pretty well. I've worked in the hip-hop industry. I worked in the music industry, being an entrepreneur. But I was like, why does it look like I take one step forward and 10 steps back? What's going on? Didn't realize Uncle Sam was in my pocket snatching a third of my money. So there's solutions that we have to address these with companies and firms that we work with who do these professional. So this is not something that myself and Brother Thomas, Alex, have put together in a garage somewhere. We work with firms that's been doing this for the wealthy people for 25 and 30 years, and we're just here to really just get the good news out, because there is a way out. There is solutions to the financial, I call it catastrophe, that's been done to a lot of people. And I don't want to point any fingers, but I can speak for myself because I know who I am. I'm a melanated man, and I'm going to keep it real, that it's not just us that's being attacked. There's a reason why 2% of the wealth, 98% of the wealth is controlled by 2%. It's not because God blesses them more. It's because they have certain knowledge that's been withheld from 98% of the population. And we're here to tell it. We're going to tell it. We're going to let the truth out. We want to unite with folks that truly understand and understand what we're talking about, because there is a way out of what's going on, to position ourselves to have options for our children and our children's children. So, you know, let's keep on rolling, Thomas, man. You're opening this floor up. I look forward for some Q&A. I know that we have people that are conscious here, and we want to keep it on that truthful level and vibrate with what you're looking for, and so we have a way to position ourselves. And to look,
you know,
Nielsen Report, I just want to, I'm going to drop one nugget right here, because I'm going to let people know, and I know we know people on this line that know this, but I'm just going to remind us, we are still the number one consumers on the planet. We did $1.6 trillion during a pandemic, so there should be no lack here. The only lack is that we need unified financial education to work, and let's hedge some of that back so it can come back to our communities. But with that being said, go ahead, Brother Alex.
And you spoke briefly about being a W-2 employee, and I'm a student of Mr. Robert T. Kiyosaki. I don't know if you guys are familiar with him, but he's the author of Rich Dad Poor Dad, and a number one bestseller in the New York book listing. And I've been a student of him for a long time. And Rich Dad, Poor Dad was his first book. And his second book was Cash Flow Quadrant, which is a book that I'm really referring to. And he speaks about the four quadrants of individuals. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with the four quadrants, but the first quadrant he speaks about is being an employee, okay? And he informed me a long time ago is, and what Brother Trevor was talking about is being a W-2 employee. You know, if you're in that category, then you're the highest tax. That is the highest tax income category that there is in this country. And so you're being taxed at the max up to the maximum rate without any kind of relief, because you're in that category. And so, like Brother Trevor was saying, being a W-2 employee, you're working one-third of the year. You're giving one-third of your income. And remember I said earlier about income shifting from you to them? That is one of the ways that they do it legally. 4 months out of the year that they legally are able to shift your hard-earned income away from you to them. And as long as you still remain a W-2 employee, an employee period, then that's what's going to continue to happened to you. And what me and Trevor are saying is that you don't have to stand for that. There are ways, strategies that the rich has used all along to prevent them from not being in that category. And all we're saying is that finally, because we're in the information age, they can't keep that information away from us like they used because of the fact that we're in the information age. So now we need to take advantage of the age that we're in and utilize this information. What do you think about that, Brother Trevor?
Man, you nailing it on the head, you know. And everything we're talking about is documentation. And for the listeners, I come from the school of skepticism, so I'm good. But I'm not skeptical and comfortable at the same time. That's a bad combination, or skeptical and cynical. You know, I like documentation. You know, I'm with the best of the best when it comes to research. So I want to give those that are listening who are like myself some documentation to pull up. Pull up IRS Publication 535. IRS Publication 535 that breaks down exactly what we're talking about on this line. But I want to give a visual illustration of what it means when we give away a third of our income with unknowingly. First of all, look on line 75 on IRS, on the document that we signed for the IRS for taxes. Line 75 says the amount you overpay to the federal government. But now let me give an illustration of what that third looks like. Let's just say you make $50,000 gross income a year. So your lifestyle is based on $50,000, your car you drive, your home, your mortgage, et cetera. So you're being basically, you're getting credit lines or on $50,000, but what does a third from $50,000 look like? You take home $32,000. So when you look at your gross, you know, look at your net makes you feel gross. So we have an $18,000 gap. An $18,000 shortage, but now your lifestyle is based on $50,000. See, this is the trap. This is the game that they're playing to keep us off balance so that we never get ahead, that our kids have to keep repeating, or our generations coming behind us repeat the same process. And I'm saying this because it doesn't matter how much money you make. It's about how much money your money makes. And this is what we're sharing. First of all, we have to stop the biggest leak in our financial bucket, which is the federal government. This is documented. All right, and you can read a book. There's a book out there. It's by Dr. Ron Mueller. He's a tax attorney who endorses home-based businesses. Please get that book, and it breaks down the simplicity of what we're talking about. So for those that are sick and tired of paying Uncle Sam and want to kick them out their household, get in touch with us. We're going to show you exactly how to do it and give yourself an instant pay raise to combat this hyperinflation. We had 7.9, you know. Inflation usually grows at about a 4%. And there's probably people on this line right now that don't remember the days of Reaganomics. But they're saying that these are the days of Reaganomics. This is back in the day when everything was going crazy, back in the mid-80s. And we're back at those times at 7.9% with gas prices, milk prices, grocery prices. Everything's going through the roof. So we're showing you how to get that $18,000 back into your household so you don't have to go finance it to a credit line and pay back $30,000 on an $18,000 loan and put them on credit cards. So that's
hey,
the first week. So that's really what I want to give a visual. Go ahead, brother.
Oh, man, I didn't want to interrupt you, but when you talked about inflation, man, it gave me flashbacks of last Friday when I filled up my truck. You know, it cost me $116. $116 to fill up my truck. You talk about the silent income killer. That's another one of those income shifters that shifted my hard-earned income away from me, back to them. I didn't want to interrupt,
yes,
Brother Trevor, but it brought back those flashbacks, my brother. I'm sorry. Go ahead,
bro. We build it. Check this out, because this is the game changer, my people. Look. Even though he spent $118,000, we don't spend no more because we use the home-based business tax writer. So people are like, well, how do you stop this? It's hidden in the publication 535. Look it up, IRS.gov. Google it right now, okay? So watch this. Not only can he write it off to offset that $118 that you filled your truck up with, we now use that as business expense. So we write off that too. This is the game that's being played. Why we getting mad at people like number 45 who got kicked out, Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett, and all these folks, they're playing the game on us because the game, the rule books, they took from us. So we're bringing the game back so now we can all participate because we got more than enough in our community. Obviously, if we can do $1.6 trillion, we're representing almost two continents right now. We have more than enough to create our own economy with the money that they're even stealing and that we're already giving out into the system. So we're here with solutions so we can now be productive and take control of an area that they do not want us to know about, and we're here to tell it. We're here to tell it for those who have ears to hear and eyes to see. And we will go over the details of how all of this works, you know, with anybody who's interested in learning what's going on. And this is great. You don't have to be the tax expert because we have one of the number one firms in the country that does all of this for us. They do it for the wealthiest people in the world. Use these same exact strategies, and now we all have access to it for pennies, pennies on the return, all right? So nobody has to be a tax expert. I'm not. I tell you, I come from the music industry. I'm low-tech, high-tech. I understand common sense, but one thing I do understand is how money works. If money is not making money for us, we're losing. We now employ our money. We're showing you how to build a relationship with the hard-earned money that's coming in. And I'm going to be honest with my people on the line. The game is not over. COVID is not over. What's happening in this financial system is not over. It's just getting started. So we're here just letting folks know the flood is coming, and we're not preaching fear. You know why? Because we have the solution to the flood. That's the beautiful thing. And that's why a lot of times this area is not discussed amongst certain groups of people, because other than that, we're just repeating the same problem, pointing the same finger to people who we think are holding us back but really aren't. The only thing a lot of times we're holding ourselves back because we don't have this information, but now we have access to it. So with Brother Thomas, you know, his win-win all the way. Can you elaborate a little bit on the power of how important our credit is? See, we talked enough about taxes. I think most people are getting it. Like, who's sick and tired of paying Uncle Sam? I mean, who want to kick him out the family? Look, he don't even look like you. Let's kick him out anyway. You know, he's not even a family member. So why does he have his hand in our budget or in our pockets, stealing money out of our children's mouth? See, we're radical with this because we know the importance and how it's turned our lives around. So it's an easy conversation, family. All right? But Brother Thomas, can you elaborate on a little bit about the power of credit and what we call leverage or OPM?
Well, you know, credit is very important in this society because our society is built upon our ability to obtain good credit. And so if you don't have that ability to obtain good credit, then you suffer because you're going to pay the highest on the dollar for anything that you're trying to purchase, especially large ticket items like a home or a vehicle, okay? There's a system that they have that enables you to get a so-called credit score, and you want to shoot for the highest credit score so that you will be eligible for the lowest interest rates. That's the name of the game. High credit score, low interest rates, because the penalties of not having a high credit score is high interest rates, okay? And so you don't want to pay for a home, right? If you mortgage it for the traditional 30 years, by the time you, and if your credit is not if your credit rating is not high, then by the time those 30 years is over with, first of all, you definitely don't want to go 30 years. We'll show you a way to cut that literally in half. But those who don't know and have went the 30-year mortgage rate, by the time they end their term, they pay two to three or more times what that house or that building is worth, simply because they didn't know no better.
You know, no one taught them any better. Well, we're here to change that. Same thing about your vehicle. You know, normally you might have a car note, a vehicle note for, I don't know, 3-5 years or so, right? And again, if your credit rating is not of the high nature, then you're going to pay for that car normally 3 or 4 times than what the car is really worth, simply because you had bad credit. Your credit score rating was considerably low, and they didn't want to take the risk, or they took the risk, but in order for them to take the risk, you're going to pay back it because of that high interest rate. And so there's a trade-off between the two. And you want to make sure that you know the game so that your credit rating is superb, supreme, is of the highest that you can have it, so that you can have the lowest interest rate, if any. There's a thing called zero interest rate. Did you know that? But that only goes for the people who got the cream of the crop credit score rating. Is that not the case, Brother Trevor?
Absolutely. I mean, you're hitting on it. You know, as I learned years ago, you know, credit is credibility. Credit is our name. And there's systems out there that have been intentionally in derogatory things on your credit that a lot of times don't belong to none of you, or they were put in there the wrong way and can be moved off. But a lot of times, who has 100 and change or 100 and some dollars a month to put in their budget to pay these companies, these attorney firms, to slightly move your credit because they just want to keep you in their credit scheme, their credit game or repair game, so they can make money. We work with a company that gives it away for free. It's a nonprofit organization. But not only that, it's one of the oldest credit restoration, I'm saying restoration for a reason, programs in the country, and it's called Cambridge Credit. You can look them up. Now, they're one of our partners that work and will do and adjust your credit for free. F-R-E-E. They're a nonprofit organization, but also I like to say this for any of our professionals. Maybe I have real estate people on here or, you know, people that understand or know the game of the credit. This is just not credit repair. They also do student loan adjustments. It's a program that they have all of the programs that's in place for that this current President Biden has put in place to remove your student loan. I just helped somebody that was in the trouble with, they had $100,000 worth of student loans that basically got removed. They set up a system because of the program that's in place through this credit restoration system that we use that actually put up as if they made all of their payments, but they did an adjustment so it did not affect them. So they got credit for making payments through some of the programs that President Biden currently has in place. So if anybody on this line got some student loan issues that's holding you back, they also do that also. I just want to put that in there as a side note. And that's for free, F-R-E-E. So don't go out there and pay Lexington Law and all of these other firms all this money to get your credit right when there's free programs that are RESPA certified. RESPA is the highest level of credit restoration. It's recognized by the federal government as legal, as they operate legally, morally, and ethically to work for you. You don't have to be a credit expert. You don't even have to write any letters. You upload your information in the system, and they do all the work. Did I say all? Let the professionals do what professionals do, especially when it's free. Just want to throw that in there because that's part of how we control that interest. Because as I was told by a wealthy mentor of mine, interest is the middleman between you and your wealth. Interest is the middleman. Remove the middleman. There's ways to do it. And those who understand it make money. Those who don't understand it pay it. So let's learn the game of so we can stop it. These are solid solutions. This is not hocus pocus. We're not saying get two people. We're not doing nothing like that. Nothing wrong with any of that stuff. But I don't have time for that, like probably most people on here. I don't have time to become a credit expert, a tax expert. So we do what the wealthy people do. This is one thing I found out about wealthy people. They're not the smartest people in the world, but they have enough common sense to let professionals do what they don't know how to do. That might resonate with somebody. because this is not what something we're telling you that you have to go out and build, recruit, sell. I've seen all that type of stuff. I don't got time for that. I'm sure a lot of people, who has time for another job? We don't have time for that. But we have time, what we're talking about is to let experts shift your hard-earned money back to yourself legally, morally, and ethically by firms that's been doing this for 30 and 40 years. These are established companies that work with some of the wealthiest people in the world. And we're sharing this information with everybody on the line, and we can document and back everything that we're saying. Just want to throw that in there, all right? We don't win not unless you win. That's how it's, yes, sir.
You know, it's no different than if my truck, and I'm not putting it out in the air, y'all. I'm just saying, as an example, if my truck, for some reason, don't start, right? Now, I'm not no mechanic. Okay, I ain't no mechanic. I'll tell you, the New York minute, I can't repair my truck, okay? Only thing that I can do if it don't start, check to make sure that I got gas in it, right? And check to make sure that the battery is good. But other than that, hey, man, I got to do what? I got to call the expert. I got to call my mechanic and say, hey, man, for some reason, I got in my truck and it wouldn't start. Can you, you know, can you either come out here? Because I got a good relationship with my mechanic because I've been using his service for a long time. So he can come over here and check it. Or if need be, I'll get AAA, another expert, right, to tow my
That's truck right, brother.
To his shop. So what I'm saying is that, you know, if I can do that for my truck, right, then why can't I do that for my financial services that I surely don't know nothing about? Let's call it.
Absolutely. This is what wealthy people do, and I'm saying wealthy for a reason, because a person can be rich but not wealthy, and a person can be wealthy but not rich. And I always share this, and I've learned this from some of my mentors that I learned from the music industry where, you know, a lot of times, you know, you see guys, they here today, gone tomorrow, broke, living back at home with mama out in Queens, in Brooklyn, in Long Island. I know several of them because this was the game that they did not learn. A lot of us did not get privy to this type of information. So I it's a responsibility for us to get this out because these rules apply to not the lucky, but to everyone that's listening. We want to teach wealth, which is long-term strategies, because then we can move to other levels so we can hedge that 1.6. I keep getting back to it because that number blew my mind. Everybody on this line could be a multimillionaire with 1.6, just a third of that. Because when we start talking about trillions, 1 trillion is 1,000 million. This is crazy. We have enough. We just have to attach education and selflessness and get all of those things out of the way and be willing to share when we have information that's this important, because I do know there are lives depending on this. The quality of your life is the quality of your bank account. Money is not, I'm not a person that loves money. Money is a tool, and we have to understand that. Money doesn't do nothing, but it can do things for us because it buys things that can help one another. So this is why this message is so important, because I don't win. Alex doesn't win. If you don't win, we have to move as a community, as a movement, and this is going viral around the country. This is an opportunity that we got to speak on this incredible podcast platform to a captive audience, to a conscious audience. And that's why we're bringing this message. We want to sound, and we're going to be very transparent. We're not trying to get on here sounding like some businessmen and all. We're regular people that got information that we could share with everybody on here. Don't sell nothing. Because when we show you 1 + 1 = 2 and how much money that you can shift, because this is called income shifting, by the way. We didn't say anything about making money yet. We're just speaking about what you already have and how to shift it. Income shifting is a term used by the ultra wealthy. They know it's a code language. If you see here the word cash flow management, income shifting, these are things that the wealthy do. This is language of the wealthy. They pick up on it right away. So with that being said, let's get our credit right. There's no excuse not to. We have a company that will do it free for everybody on the line, free. And then let's address those student loans where a lot of us went out there, go to school, got a great education, graduated with $40,000. Now they're calling on those notes. The federal government's calling on these notes now. I know what's going on. I help a lot of people here, but all I do is send them to the professionals. I don't do their credit, but we use the best firm in the country to do their credit. So with that being said, Brother Thomas, we must go on to the next four because we have four pillars we talk about, and if we can stop these areas of financial where the financial bleeding is happening, then we can fill up our bucket. Remember when Biggie said, more money, more problems? He had holes in his bucket. I remember when him and P. Diddy was talking, they were making all the money in the world up at Def Jams. And I was working with Sister Lynn Richardson. Please look her up, y'all. She endorses everything that we're talking about. Lynn Richardson, talking about everyone needs a home-based business. Everyone, even if you have a traditional business. You have over 470-plus tax write-offs. This is where the 40 acres and the mule is hidden. I'm being transparent. This is the missing link. This is what they don't want people to know about. I'm going to leave it like that. So with this being said, can you elaborate a little bit on the Bill Shredder attorney firm, well, the attorney firm that we use to actually shred your bills? And I would like to elaborate on the debt elimination process. And then I'd love to open it up for some questions.
Well, certainly, for sure. Well, Bill Shredder, you know, it's simply what it states. It literally sheds our bill. We have professionals working in our behalf to reduce any bills that we may have, to include the internet bill. I'm using the internet right now. AT&T is my provider. I have an agent who talks to the AT&T representative to make sure that my bill is the lowest that it can be. So I have somebody working on my behalf to make sure that my internet bill is the lowest it can be. That goes for my telephone bill also, you know. That goes for my streaming video bills that I get. All the bills that I get, my car insurance bill, any bill that you have that is a bill to you, you have people, professionals, working on your behalf to lower those bills. And I tell you, it's exciting to see a text from them saying that we just saved X amount of money off of your bill. So, again, we have professionals working on our behalf to lower our bills. What other organization has that type of service for just regular people like me and you? What do you say, Trev?
Absolutely. And I like to share on this because this, you know, it's a wealth concept. You know, I heard of many wealthy people say it. One of the wealthiest men in the world, Warren Buffett, even says, and he giggles every time, but now I know what he means because he got Bill Shredder service too. He says, every day is a great day to save, and then he does his little goofy giggle. Because a penny saved and a dollar saved is a dollar earned, family. It's all about financial stewardship, financial education. To wealthy people, even a penny is value. A dollar can't be a dollar without another penny added to 99 cents. So we have to understand that it might sound small to some people, but that's what they get us on. See, success is in the details. It's in the small things, not the big things. It's about valuing what you earn. And I just think that's an incredible system, and it's the same company that wealthy people use. It's called Bill Shredder. It's an attorney firm that I like to share what it's done for me because this is what's amazing. Simple bills like my Verizon. I've had them for 15 years of my life. I use Verizon. That's my cell phone a provider of choice. But when they shaved off $270 a quarter, which is $1,100 a year off a bill I was going to pay anyway, I call that anyway money. That's like $90 a month floating, shifting back into my household off of something I was going to do anyway. That's like getting money out of thin air. This is a no-brainer. So these companies do this legally, morally, and ethically, and they're used by the wealthiest people. You say even wealthy people want to shave their bills all day long because the wealth concept is liabilities versus assets. A guy told me that years ago, when I lived in New York, old wealthy man, he says, the only difference between wealthy people and poor people, Trevor, he says, they have liability, they have more assets than liabilities. It's simple mathematics, okay? So with that being said, I'd like to share one of the last components that we do and we have connected to the companies. And these are all separate companies that work with us. We have private contracts. There's no other opportunity like this in the country. It's the first of its kind, and this is why it's working so well in a pandemic, because it's essential right now. Have professionals do the work. Don't save $3 and learn how to do credit on YouTube and say, I know how to do it myself. Experts do things know things that we don't know. We got to change that mentality, okay, and gain a wealth mentality. Let professionals do the work, okay? But we have another system that we use. It's by a company called CalChoice. Look them up. I'm dropping these names so you know the firms we work with. This is not something that I came up with. These aren't companies that I own. We just let them work for us just like Warren Buffett lets them work for them. That's it. This is how simple it is. But we have access. This is called we're leveling the playing field right here. But this company will show you how to, if you have a 30-year mortgage, you have a 7-year car note. I've heard people with 10-year car notes. I don't know. They couldn't get me on that one. But, wow, it really, I mean, that's like somebody needs to get their priorities right. But people are paying 10 years for a driving liability or getting overcharged with interest on a used car. That happens all the time because that's how they take advantage of people that aren't disciplined financially. So they make you pay an interest. But we have a company that can show you how to take your 30-year mortgage and turn it into a 7- to 10-year mortgage without changing your payment. This is the game that the wealthy have been playing on us. This is how we're getting deep, and we're here to share with you. And I thank the host. I thank this opportunity to be able to share with the ears that this is resonating with, you know, because we understand over time that, you know, there always will be poor people among us. See what I'm saying? And meaning, I'm not talking about poor financially. I'm meaning people that pass over opportunities regularly. You see what I mean? Because there's some people, oh, that sounds too good to be true. Well, hey, look, if you're a skeptic like me, I said the same thing. I'm from New York. I'm one of the biggest skeptics in the world. I said, prove it. Prove it. I dare you to show me how to lower my tax liability. I dare you how to cut my 30-year mortgage into a 10-year mortgage so now I have an asset without changing my mortgage payment. How do you do it? I'm letting you know they have systems in place, and they do this every single day of the week with or without us. I like to say it that way. So with that being said, you know, we have land banking opportunities, investment opportunities. I don't know if you know about how to become your own bank. I'm my own bank right now because I learned from financial professionals that I sit down with through CalChoice to learn how to become your own bank through what they call indexing. And I'm saying this because if there's people on here, so you know that we're not just making something up. If you understand indexing on the S&P 500, I didn't know this a year ago. I'm that regular dude that just understands common sense, and I told them I didn't believe it, so I was a skeptic to say, show me how it works. Because if it can work, I'm going to help people. That was my message to the gentleman that when they sat down with me and I pulled my money out of the 401 scam, I'm letting you know it is a scam, and put my money where the wealthy put their money, and they index, and it's called an IUL, all right? And we would love to share with you what the wealthiest people in the world. Get your money out of these banks so your money can earn at least anywhere between 12 to 17.5% on your money that they're stealing from you. And I'm here, I can say it boldly, and we can show you in documentation. Get with these professionals. It's extreme. Anybody on this line can afford a cup of coffee a day. And that's all we really invest for all of these platforms to work for us. So we're not talking about anything extravagant. We're not talking about making money on anybody. We're talking about how to shift your hard-earned $1.6 trillion, or at least a portion of it, back into your household today. Because this system is working with or without us. It's been in, with or without me. I got introduced to this a little over a year ago, and it's totally changed my financial life. We have, my family and brother Alex, our families are pandemic-free. It doesn't matter what happens in this economy because we learn to leverage the systems that's in place for everybody on this line. So with that being said, back to you, Alex, and, you know, I would love to open up for conversation for anybody listening.
Well, gentlemen, that's what we're going to do right around now because we have another guest that's going to come on behind you guys. I want you guys to still continue to listen. Alex, hold that thought. And family, before we go to questions, because I have a panel, Trevor and Alex, would you like to give out a number? Because I always tell people when they come on this podcast every week, pen and paper, all right, to have a pad to take down numbers and information, which I hope they have. So podcast family, either Trevor or Alex, can you enlighten the podcast family with some contact numbers? Get in contact with you guys?
I would love to. I would love to. You can call my number, which is 832-329-1708. Again, that's 832-329-1708. Again, 832-329-1708. You can also email me. My email address is TAWatley, and I'll spell that, WATLEYJR@yahoo.com. T.A. Watley Jr. at yahoo.com. And I would love to speak with you.
And their team, family. Okay, so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to open it up to the panel. And we're going to start in alphabetical order. First of all, before the brothers come on, we're going to have the two sisters, and we're going to start in alphabetical order. Carol, are you with me? Miss Carol?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, there you go, sister. Trevor and Alex, this is Miss Carol. She used to work for an insurance firm, but if she has any questions, well, go right ahead, Carol. Do you have any questions, or would you like to make a statement to either Trevor or Brother Alex?
Yes. First of all, thank you so much, Trevor and Alex. This is very enlightening and great to hear. Now, you mentioned CalChoice and Cambridge. Do anyone who's wants to work on their improving their financial situation contact these companies, or we contact you, Trevor? How do we do that?
You would contact Brother Alex.
Okay.
We are partners, and we work together with these companies. We have exclusive agreements because if we go to these companies individually, believe it or not, most people are priced out the game. You know, you sound like a sharp sister. I hear your language. You're in insurance. And you know how much it costs just for getting tax abatement and things like that done. And we do that. We do offer and compromise even through the tax services that we work with. And so they would definitely come through us. And that's how we work together, because we bring numbers to these companies that drives their prices down. That's the beauty of what we do. We introduce them to a market that they would have never had. Because we bring numbers.
Okay.
They usually will market to people that make $250,000, $1 million in assets. That's who they usually target.
Okay, so now, so we contact Alex. So we have your information, but not Alex.
Oh, you have Alex's information.
Yeah, you have Alex.
Would you like my information also? Yeah, we work together. Alex and I, we're brothers. We family.
Okay. All right. Okay. So having one is having both. All right. So now I have a question.
Having
one is
having both. Okay.
Having worked in the insurance industry, I know it is extremely difficult to try and get our people to look at finances from a different angle. I know just trying to show the ability to build wealth through the use of insurance, you know, people don't seem to get it. I thought that young people would jump at the opportunity of getting insurance that's going to grow and develop cash value for them. I don't know, when I was in my 20s, I was introduced to getting life insurance, and I took advantage of it. So I know it's kind of difficult to get people to accept get the message. And so two parts to my question. One, do you use something like life insurance to help people develop some wealth? And two, how do you perceive the African-American community with making the change to become financially solvent?
Brother Alex, you want to elaborate there?
Well,
tag team with you.
Okay, I'll start it, Brother Trev. To answer to your first question, we use, as you know, when we started out, we're talking about income shifting and cash flow, okay? One of the major problems, not just in the African-American community, but as Americans, period, as I mentioned earlier, is we live in a system, a money system that unfortunately is set up to take our money away from us, okay? And one of the first things that we do is that we show people how to get an instant pay raise. And what that does is that a lot of times people, because of not knowing, don't realize that they're just leaving a lot of money on the table. And what our experts do is make an adjustment on their W-4, okay, to allow them to literally give an instant pay raise because of the fact that they're no longer an employee, okay? And because you're not an employee and you become a home-based business person, okay, you now qualify for what goes with the tax reduction for being such. And I stated earlier that because you're in a W-2 employee, you're in the highest tax bracket. And that's the first thing you want to do. You want to get out of that high tax bracket. So you want to make sure that you get with the experts that can that will do that for you. Because a lot of times people try to do it themselves, and they're not tax accountants. They're not tax experts. So why try to do something that a tax expert knows how to do? I would never try to do insurance, you know, myself. I would always go to a professional like yourself. So there's a reason why we leave it to the professionals. And so, and then the answer to your second question as far as the strategy that we use with the young folks and everybody else is that, you know, if we show you, again, how to save money that you previously was just giving it away, just like I just showed you the strategy of changing from being a W-2 employee to being to now becoming a home base. I look at all the young folks because I guess I'm considered an elder. Boy, I don't feel like an elder, but I guess I'm considered by age. I'm an elder, okay? And I look at the young folks just coming into the game, just coming into the workforce, and
yes,
they so green, they so rookie, they so like, you know, you could do anything to me because I don't know nothing about it. I'm just in here. You know what I'm saying? And so I get with them. I love getting with the young folks and get with them and say, hey, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, you could do this, you could do that. You know, and I do it with enthusiasm because I know that I wish there was someone who did that to me when I was fresh out of college, you know, and was so naive. I just didn't know. You know, and so I look at it as it is our duty. See, once we My father used to say, when you know better, you do better. Or was that Big Mom? Or Big Sister, I don't know. If it was Big Mom or if it was Daddy. But they used to say, if you know better, do better. Well, I know better, and I'm truly doing better. And I say that to everybody on the line. You know, you guys know that there's a system now that you don't have to be slaves to. You know, you can do something about it. You don't have to say that I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. You can literally do something about it. And so, sister, I hope I answered that question.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
I like to share just from another side, because when you start talking insurance to the X and the Y generation, and I understand where she's coming from. You know, she's, I guess you're asking, what is their attraction and what's the retention or interest for them getting in it? Well, we work with the company. It's through CalChoice, and it's called a PRA. It's a lot of times it's all in the language. You know what I mean? When you start talking about an IUL with a young person, they're like, oh, I don't know. What is that? You know, start letting them know it's a life, you know, it's life, it's insurance. But this is what the wealthy do to protect their money. But we use a terminology called self-banking or becoming your own bank. They're very attracted to that, and we can actually show people how to do that for as little as $200, where you can literally become your own bank. So it's very attractive with the young generations. Actually, both of my sons, I always check stuff, you know, based on how my sons receive. Well, I have one son, 22, one, 25. And both of them involved, and both of them are involved with self-banking, and they don't even know that they're really indexing and they have an insurance, and they love it. Because, you know, when you can learn, you can become your own bank. So just to answer that question, they are attracted to it when they have the knowledge of what it really is. Okay? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Oh, they love it. They love it. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Ms. Carol, for that question. And we're going to go to our next panelist, Ms. Karen Whatley. Karen, go right ahead. Any questions or comments to Brother Trevor or your brother, Alex?
I just wanted to thank Alex and Trevor for giving this presentation. And, Alex, that was Big Mommy that said, when you know better, you do better. And, yeah, that was definitely Big Mommy. And I think it gives us an opportunity to know better and do better. So I want to thank you both for coming on and sharing.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Ms. Karen, from the Grace of Space, ladies. Family, the podcast Family for Me with Karen and Sister Deborah, and also Sister Jada. They come on every second Saturday of the month. Grace of Space, ladies. So podcast family. And for the new people, make sure y'all tune in. They'll be on. Now we're going to Brother Rashad, our in-house herbalist. Brother Rashad, any questions for Brother Trevor or for Brother Alex?
Thank you, Brother Forrest. I want to thank those two brothers for that wonderful information that our community really needs to be aware of. And I might have to contact you about that mortgage. If I can cut down my mortgage, I have a 30-year mortgage down to 10 years. I've been paying on this house for 10 years now, and maybe I can find out how I can shorten that and get out of here, you know, get out of that mortgage towards, you know, I'm up in age, and I just want to not have to keep paying for the years to come, another 20 years. So I'll definitely be in touch with you all about it. Okay? And again, I thank you for sharing, brother. Thank you so much.
Alex, you're welcome, you want to comment to Brother Rashad there?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely, Brother Rashad. Go ahead, Alex. Mm-hmm.
No, I was just going to say you're definitely welcome, Brother Rashad. And for both of y'all, for Forrest, I did talk to John, and with the green tea. And so I'm gonna definitely get with you so I can go ahead and I'm working on my health, Brother Forrest and Brother Rashad. You know, you guys.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I mean, you got to me. So like I said, when you know better, you do better. So I'm gonna do better health wise. So I thank you, brothers.
Okay.
It's health as well. Yes,
yeah,
I was saying, you know, how this is all connects in, because your health is your wealth, and it just doesn't mean one thing. We're talking about financial health here, everyone. This is, I call it the grown folk conversation. This is something we're all aware of, but we don't have to accept certain things anymore. This gives us choice. This gives us options. This is not a convinced session. We're not trying to get people into something. We're trying to, our effort is to get people out of something and to have adult, grown folk, as I like to say, conversation about issues that are in some ways very systemic. Some have been taught. Some is just out of just lack of knowledge from people that raised us that just did not know these things. Because I do know if our family and if our generations before us did not get this stolen from them, because I can get into the real what it really happened, and get back to Black Wall Street, the Rose, they knew these things. We're getting back and taking back what has been stolen. That's why I am so passionate about this. This is necessary right now for our sustainability, for our existence. We must tie financial education to money and to our health, because they both go together. So, but my brother, I would love to share with you how to definitely shave that 30-year, all your car notes. You put everything in the debt elimination software. They recalculate your numbers. And look, take back that $100,000+ in interest that you would have paid. This is all we tell our people. Stop getting paid. Stop getting bamboozled. Stop getting ripped off. Because you have a solution. After tonight's conversation about money, there's no way, if you check out what we're doing and give us a call so we can have a conversation, you can ever say it's someone else's fault. We're putting the power in your hand. In your hand. That's why I say this is for grown folk. This is not for somebody who want to point fingers. This is not for y'all. This is for folks that said, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm building legacy wealth for my children's children's children right now. Because if I don't do this, like my ancestors have done things for me, for us to even have this conversation, it's almost shame on me.
Right, right.
So I just want to, it's real talk. This is just a different battle now. Same talk.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. All right, well, Rashad has the numbers, and just to let Brother Trevor and Brother Alex know, Rashad is like a brother, been knowing the brother for over 30 years. And so I know, Rashad, they'll treat you the same way Alex would treat me. And I just met Brother Trevor. And he's a brother from another mother, like they said back in the old school pictures. we're definitely going to reach out to you, brother, along with the podcast audience, for those who are interested in what these brothers have to say. Now I'm going to bring Brother Leon. Are you there? Hold on. Leon's here. Hold on.
I'm here.
All right. Brother Trevor and brother, this brother's from the Atlantic City area. This is Brother Leon. All right. And Alex, this is Leon. Brother Leon, comment or a question for the two brothers?
I guess yes and no. But I just want to thank you two brothers for coming on and sharing this information, because it's well overdue. And you're right. You were right when you said that some of us on this line is conscious. And when the brother that came on last, Trevor, I guess his name is Brother Trevor, he said that he wasn't going to get into a lot of other stuff. And the other stuff is, you know, when you're conscious, you know, I pick right up on that. When we start talking about Wall Street, we start talking about, you know, what happened in Black Wall Street, you know, it takes me back to straw man. I go all the way back to the straw man thing, how they've been making money since the day we were born. And so, you know, I don't want to go too far into that. I'm not going to even get into that. That's a whole nother business that they generated. So I really just want to thank you two brothers. I know Brother Rashad got the number. I'm definitely going to be getting the number from Brother Rashad so I can reach out to you brothers. I think that one of the points that you made out was definitely right, was that when a lot of us was going to school, they didn't teach us about money. That was all designed also. If they did teach us about money, there's no way that we could have had this information that you brothers have. And let me ask y'all brothers a question. Do y'all have a YouTube page?
No, I don't have a YouTube page.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't have it. But my daughter's trying to get me up to date that I need to have one. So hopefully in the future I will have a YouTube page.
Yeah, that's okay. I was just studying things. I was listening to some brothers that was talking about the same things that y'all were talking about, and they were talking about the big companies that was with Wall Street that was hoodwinking everybody way back in the day. And I did study the young man, you know, about the book. I was studying him. I actually listened to him, some of the stuff that he had out now that wrote that book that you were talking about in the beginning.
Kiyosaki?
Yes, I'm studying him right now. I'm listening to some of his stuff right now as we speak.
Yeah.
As we speak. That's all for a reason for me. I'm not going to let that reason out yet. But when I call you brothers, I'm definitely going to definitely engage y'all. But, you know, I want to know how we can pull more of our young people in. We need to pull our young people into this. So when they get to where we were, they won't be bamboozled like we were. You know, one of the things I've never owned a credit card ever. I remember the very first car I bought, I actually had the money to buy it outright, but I did not. And what I did was I paid for it for a year, and then I paid it off, and then they owed me money.
Yes, sir. That's right.
They owed me the money. They owed me the interest rate that they was trying to charge me. They owed it back to me.
Lovely.
And that's what I've been doing with a lot of things that I would purchase, you know, maybe not the condo that I'm in, but a lot of other things that I do. Like, I've never had a credit card. I've never put nothing on credit. You know, I've always knew where the money was coming from before, you know. And I tell people that was a way for me. That's just for me. I don't know about everybody else or not. It was just a way how they entrapped us even more, because they figured a lot of us didn't know how to manage our money. And they would give us a card and we would go swipe crazy, and that would put us into debt. You know, that would mess our credit up and mess our names up for a long time. So what I want to do is I just want to say thank you, brothers, for coming on. I'm definitely up on what you're talking about. I've been studying now for a few weeks about what y'all been talking about, and that is for a reason. And so I will be reaching out to you, brothers. But I just want to know how can we pull, because I work with a lot of young kids, and I just want to know how can we try to pull them in?
We have strategies, exactly. We're on the same frequency, bro. So strong. I'm tripping listening to you right now. We're on the same vibration. And we're going to do that because they are hungry for this. As long as we're keeping it real, they are hungry. They already know. We're in the information age, as Brother Alex started off with. So they are aware of this. And they're looking for it. And I believe we attract who we are and what we are, and we repel what we're not. When listening to you, frequency that you are already on, it's no coincidence that you were vibrating, talking about something that you've been looking into for the last couple of weeks. And there's many other people, I'm sure, on this line, same thing. We run into this all the time. There is a frequency going on right now, and people are looking for this, especially melanated, indigenous, and people that's just been done unright. You know, this is facing a serious financial injustice, not just for brown people. I'm just going to say it, because part of this movement, we have many other nationalities that are sick and tired of sick and tired, and they're realizing it's us against that 2%. We're the majority. Once we figure this right here out, this is where everything is going to transfer. There is a transfer of wealth and health going on right now. I'm big into health, and they both go together, all right? So we're talking about the same thing, and, yes, that's how serious we are about this, because we're even going to help the people that think they don't need it. They just don't know yet. That's why we're doing this, Brother Thomas, Brother Alex. This is big.
Yeah.
This is the missing link. This is where the 40 acres and the mule. It's not coming to you. This is where it's hidden. It's hidden in financial education. That's the new money.
Yeah.
Education, not money. Money don't even exist no more. I don't want to get into that. But it really
right.
doesn't. All right. But go ahead.
They never meant to even give us 40 acres and a mule anyway. That was just a way to keep us quiet until they can put
Correct.
In place what they were
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? So we
Absolutely.
Was never going to get that anyway. And that worked in that sense because they still did what they were supposed to do. But you're right. I deal with a lot of young people down here. I'm ready to go sit down and talk to like almost 200 kids next month.
Love it.
So
love
I'm constantly down here trying to do my part. And I've been doing this over 30
okay.
years, talking to these kids, keeping guns out their hand, keeping them out the gangs, trying to keep them in school, you know, to get their education, because that's where it's about, because they are our future. But if they go out here like a chicken with their head cut off, they're going to keep bumping into things.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
So
my brother.
I want to try to make sure that I can do what I can do, what I can still do, then come on board with what y'all talking about, because one of the things, you know, I want to share that I haven't shared yet, I started my own organization last month. So I'm working on that right now diligently, trying to get that off the ground. I want to turn that organization into a corporation. And so I will be coming to Houston, Texas also. I don't know exactly when it's set up for me this year. I just have to stay diligent, stay focused on what I'm trying to do here. But I will be coming in, and I'm sure enough we'll be reaching out to you, brothers. I know Houston, Texas is large from what I'm hearing, but the telephone reaches. You're on the phone now, so we're reaching each other from right here. So if I get to Houston, Texas, I can sure enough reach out to you through this phone.
Let's make it happen.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you'll have their numbers. That's why.
Yes,
you'll be in contact. Yes, sir.
Yes,
Brother
sir.
Leon.
Yes.
Brother Leon.
Yes, sir.
You out of Atlantic City, right?
Yes, sir.
You know Brother Keith Strickland?
Yes, sir, brother. We put you in contact. We put you back in contact with him. That's how y'all got back in contact.
Oh,
with him. What?
Yeah, this was
yes,
the connect,
okay.
Alex, right here.
Yes, brother.
Right?
We coached him.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, brother. We coached him in basketball. Yes, sir, brother.
All right. Okay. So you know Stick, huh? Oh, okay.
Yes, sir, brother.
Yes,
the world just got small, didn't it?
Yes, sir. 6 degrees.
It sure
degrees
did.
Separation. Yes, sir.
Family, I want to say this because Rashad has a presentation, and I want, but once again, this is my dear brother Leon from Atlantic City, and you know everything is. This is why I'm starting podcast number two, family, because then we can have extended time. Okay, but I just want to say this to Brother Trevor, and of course Brother Alex, who I'm gonna stay in contact with forever now. Okay, and I'm going to look into the finance thing because there's a lot of things I don't know that others can enlighten me to. And that's the beauty of knowing this brother. I haven't seen him in 40-something years. I finally got in contact with him after all this time. Things happen for a reason later on. But I want to say, by the way, thank you, brother. That's Brother Leon from AC. He trust me, he will be calling you guys, all right? Now, for the people that came on the podcast later on today, tonight or tomorrow, the link will be set up. You can listen to a rebroadcast of this podcast in case you want to go back over what these two brilliant brothers have conveyed to us this evening, all right? And I just want you two guys, now that you've given us that flurry of information, I want you guys to lean back, bust open a bag of organic popcorn with some organic apple juice, and I want you to listen to my dear brother Rashad. He's about to talk about seaweed and the benefits. So on that note, I'm bringing you guys back in May, all right, by the grace of the Most High. I'm definitely going to bring you guys back again, all right, because next time we're going to give you the whole 2 hours, because I'm sure there's some people that are in the podcast audience that may want to ask questions, but family, just don't get mad at me. Just hold off. All right, these brothers will be back. And you also, if you missed the number, just go to Alex. Just give them that number one more time, and then we're going to let these brothers relax, and Rashad is going to come on.
Certainly, certainly. My pleasure. The number is 832-329-1708. One more time. 832-329-1708. And I'd like to say, Brother Forrest, long time brother, although
yes, sir.
40 or whatever years, it don't seem like
years.
That, brother.
It don't seem
it's
like
we ain't missed the beat, brother. We ain't missed
Thank
the
you.
Beat, brother.
We sure haven't. We sure haven't, brother. We won't miss a beat because we're on a mission. And like you said, I don't feel my age. I'll be 65 next month, all right? That little kid in high school is still running around me, and I feel the spirit in you and in Brother Trevor. And right along with my panel, that's why we get up here and we try to invigorate and we try to educate people to things they don't know. And I always tell people, share with us, because it might be something they know that we don't know, all right?
Yes.
So I want to say, Brother Trevor, thank you for coming on. We're going to bring you back again, brother, all right? Next time, just be on time.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah,
I'm joking, brother.
I'm on Eastern Standard Time. My apologies.
I figured he might be a little behind time because we're up here on Eastern Standard Time. And Brother Alex, you and I are going to talk again. So once again, thank you for coming on. And we're about to bring, I just want y'all to listen to what Brother Rashad has to deliver because he's got 30 minutes of time. So thank you for coming on. We're going to bring you back, podcast family. We got Trevor. And maybe they'll have a theme for their business next time because – everybody has, like, we got grown folks talking. Maybe they might be the two disciples of economic wealth and education or whatever. Maybe they'll have a theme for what they put out there because it's very impactful. So I want to thank you, brothers, once again for coming on. Like I said, we're going to bring you guys back. So stay safe and good health. And listen to the end of the show. We appreciate you.
Definitely. Thank you.
Thank you, my brothers.
Thank you.
All right. All right, family, now we're going to go to our health segment, and that's, without further ado, Brother Rashad El-Amin. Brother Rashad, go right ahead, my brother.
Thank you very much, Forrest, and again, thank you, Brother Alex and Trevor, for all that wonderful information. And Leon, just for you real quick, you spoke about the 40 acres and a mule. The only thing they ever gave us was 40 acres. That's all they gave us.
What?
So I just wanted to share that with you. Anyway, brothers and sisters,
hold on, brother Rashad, hold on. Hey, somebody, we can hear you talking in the background. You got to mute your phone. Mute your phone, please. Okay, go right ahead, brother.
Okay, all right. Everything I'm going to speak about tonight is about sea vegetables and also sea salt, anything from the sea. And how powerful the sea vegetables are, okay? But we're going to start with sea salt. A lot of us, we use sea salt. We use pink Himalayan salt. We might use Celtic salt, whatever. So let's start there. And I want to start by saying something about sea water. And I don't know if everybody knows this or not, but seawater is nearly identical to your human blood, okay? And body fluids are about 1% sodium. So now if you look at commercial table salt, that's 39% sodium and 60% chloride, okay? And it's drained in the body. You know, it's just chloride. And that sodium is harmfully drained into the body as white sugar because it lacks 84 minerals and trace elements, you know, as found in the seawater and in the human blood. And I always say to everybody about sugar. Sugar is so destructive. It's like close to crack. Okay? It's almost the same as crack. That's how addictive it is. So keep that in mind. It's only one molecule from becoming crack. That's how dangerous sugar is, okay? But back to the salt. Okay, so there's that kind of salt, table salt, and we know sugar, all those lack 84 minerals, the 84 minerals and trace elements that's found in your seawater and blood. That strengthens nerves, physical stamina, for stability and mental clarity, okay? And we know that genuine seawater is an excellent source for readily assimilable sodium with trace iodine and other minerals. So a moderate intake of sea salt is more easily tolerated by the salt-restricted people, okay? So if you are salt-restricted from table salt, the sea salt would be a better replacement, especially Himalayan pink salt, which is great also. And so stay away from commercial salt, okay, because it's got flavoring agents like magnesium carbonate, sodium silico aluminate, okay? Got dextrose to stabilize it. What is dextrose? That's another name for sugar. So if you see dextrose on table salt, that's sugar. So the salt is mixed with sugar, okay? And it's got sodium bicarbonate to keep from it turning purple, okay? And to avoid, by you know, people who have kidney problems and heart patients, they should stay away from that. And excess of sodium can cause weak intestines, cause diarrhea, weak blood, kidney disorders, believe it or not, stomach cancer, brain disease, water retention, eating binges, migraines, and heart disease with excessive contraction, so constrict circulation. So it can cause an overworked heart and cause hypertension. So keep that in mind, brothers and sisters. This type of salt you don't want in your system, the sea salt is a better alternative if you don't use it. And sometimes, you know, if you don't want to use salt, say, for instance, in your salads or something, you don't want to use salt at all, you can take lemon and lime and squeeze it into the salad and it'll give it a salty taste naturally. And we know how powerful lemons and limes are. I spoke about that before. But let's look at the sea vegetables. And we know that the earth is covered by three-quarters of water, okay? And there's a whole repository of non-poisonous nutrients available in the sea, okay? So there's several hundred species of edible plants of the sea, several hundred edible species of plants in the sea. Now, we eat the plants on the earth mostly, but a lot of us don't think about the plants in the sea, okay? And a lot of us call those weeds. Oh, that's seaweed. No, these things are very powerful, and it's so great for your health to build your immune system up. So we're going to go over some of these different sea vegetables that are available, okay? And these sea vegetables can sustain life indefinitely, you know. That's how good they are. So sea plants or sea vegetables or seaweed, as some people call it, they have vitamins A, B1, B2, B12, vitamin C, bioflavonoids, vitamin D, vitamin E, and vitamin K. Well, the minerals such as calcium, iodine, chromium, zinc, zirconium, and trace elements. And like fish, have little salt internally. So you can add seaweed in cooking for best digestion. So 20 to 30% complete protein in, and it's got a whole host of other minerals and things of that nature. So, but one thing about sea vegetables, they dissolve fat and mucus. They prevent obesity, which we see so much in this world, especially America, who has the most of obese people in the world because of all the junk that we eat. It enhances nutrients passing into energy, into the mitochondria. It alkalizes the blood. Yes, it alkalizes the blood. It cleanses the colon, okay? So that's really good. And also has organic chlorine compounds. So it'll help with your stomach hydrochloric acid. And it's a soothing mucilage and gels for peristalsis and roughage, okay? It draws toxic metals and radioactivity from the body. Do you hear that? We know that we have a lot of toxic metals in this. Because if you're drinking faucet water, you're loaded with it. So these metals can be removed and radioactivity from the body by 80 to 90%, okay? And it's effective against what they call strontium 90 in the intestines, and 73% effective against intestinal worms, which many people have intestinal worms because of all the stuff that's stuck on your colon. And people have all kinds of parasites in there. And this is affecting your body. So you need to get those things out of your system. And sea vegetables also nourish the thyroid gland and help prevent what they call goiter. You know, goiter, when you see somebody, their neck is all bulging and thick, and then they have their eyes look like they're popping out of their, you know, sockets and all. That's goiter, okay? So keep that in mind, because a lot of us don't have enough iodine in our system. And some seaweeds concentrate iodine 20,000 times over land plants. So, and they have antibiotic properties against penicillin-resistant bacteria. That's how powerful this stuff is, okay? And they help with making healthy bones, teeth, and nerves. And great, brothers, listen up, great for prostate problems, and also sister for ovary problems and also endocrine disorders and diabetes. Good against cancer, breast cancer especially. And, you know, in ancient Egypt, it was used for rheumatism, arthritis, asthma, bronchitis, ulcers, gall and kidney problems, and bladder stones from both of those, okay? And also great for your, for healthy skin and hair, and it has anti-aging properties. So even in Egypt, they were using that. And if you study a lot about Egyptian history, you find a lot of things that people are using now that they had in Egypt, like black seed. You know, I'll push the black seed, but in King Tutankhamun's coffin, he had black seed in there. So they were using black seed back then, and we know about black seed, how powerful that is. Okay, let's move on. Now, there's one called red marine algae, okay? Red marine algae. And this nutrient-rich plant, which there's 29 species of, okay, this is a delicacy in the Chinese Materia Medica of 600 BC. It has complete protein, most vitamins, omega-3 and 6 fatty acids, most of your minerals, magnesium and calcium. That's why it makes your bones so strong, because you got calcium in there, okay? And the magnesium-calcium ratio is 2-1, which it's supposed to be. It got a potassium-sodium ratio of 4-3 and has both simple and complex carbohydrates. And red marine algae has complex long-chain sulfated polysaccharides like you find in echinacea and astragalus, those two herbs, which are very powerful herbs, and these act as immune-boosting cell wall carbohydrates, okay? So this is a powerful sea vegetable, okay? We got to keep that in mind because if you start consuming some of these a couple times a week, you're going to see the benefits, and your body's going to detox from all the crap that we have in there. And I always tell people, you know, sometimes you have to fast. You got to cleanse your body. And this is springtime right now. And normally I tell everybody, like the first 7 days of a new season, you should always do a detox to bring in that season. And, you know, maybe for 7 days where you do juice cleansing, mostly juices every day, and you start to detox all the crap out of your system. My wife just went to a restaurant today. She was telling me she went with some family members. I couldn't go because, believe it or not, I was at the dentist. So anyway, the place, they thought it was a vegan place, but it wasn't. But the chef, he's vegan, and he said he got on a vegan diet and lost all the excess weight he had. He said he's back to normal just from getting on a vegan diet. So that's something to think about, okay? And I'm a vegan myself, and I think Forrest, he said he's a vegan also. And I've been a vegan almost 40 years, and I'm going to tell you, it's the best thing I've ever done for myself. Excellent health, don't take no medications, work out 7 days a week. I feel youthful. I feel like 25 years old. So I cannot complain, okay? And a lot of these things I mentioned, the foods I mentioned on this program, the supplements, I do those things. I'm very religious about it. You see, I practice what I preach. If I say something, I'm doing it, okay? That's the way I am. Because I believe in that. You have some people who claim to be nutritionists and people like that, but they don't practice what they preach. But they'll preach it, but they won't practice it, okay? They'll do things that is not in accord with the proper lifestyle. Okay, another really good sea vegetable is called arami, A-R-A-M-E. Now, this is a thick, broadleaf kelp type seaweed. And it's related to another seaweed called wakame and kombu. And I'm going to talk about kombu because this is one of the most powerful sea vegetables. But let's finish with arami. And arami has excellent protein, has starch, it has natural sugar, and unsaturated fat. It's got vitamins A, B, the B complex, iodine, calcium, iron, and all the minerals. And for female problems and high blood pressure, you should use that in your salads, your stews, or any side dishes, okay? So if you have high blood pressure, this is a good way to go. And any female problems, this is a good sea plant to use. The other one is bladderwrack, and Forrest, I know you know because we take sea moss, right? And some sea moss that they sell has bladderwrack in it, okay? So it's a thyroid stimulant with iodine. It's got trace minerals. It's got minerals, proteins, and vitamins, and reduces overweight if due from an underactive thyroid gland, which some people have. Is great for weight loss and for rheumatism, okay? And this is basically a Japanese staple. So keep that in mind. So if you do make sea moss, you can get some bladderwrack and blend it right in with the sea moss, and you're going to get some really good results. Another sea vegetable is called dulse. That's D as in David, U-L-S-E. Now, this is a deep red tender, you know, it's a zesty plant that can be eaten raw, believe it or not, and it melts in your saliva. And this is the richest food in iron, dulse. And it's rich in phosphorus, potassium, magnesium, protein, vitamin A and B complex, vitamin C, vitamin E, and minerals. And it's for building blood. It's for artery cleansing, for high blood pressure, for your adrenals, for the kidneys and muscles. It's helpful for scurvy, any inflamed gums or teeth, and herpes. It's great for stomach problems, great for constipation, okay? So this is another sea vegetable that you can include in your diet. You see how powerful this is? And listen, taking seaweeds or sea vegetables, you don't have to worry about the minerals that you need in your body, the vitamins you need. If you're a vegan, you're getting B12, which, you know, they only say you can only get it from meat. That's not true. But the sea vegetables do have the B12 in it. And if you don't eat the seaweed, you need supplement with B12. Now, another one is called hijiki. Now, this is a small, what they call tendril seagrass, grown in a lot of sunny, shallow waters. And this is one of the most mineral-rich foods. Let me spell that for you. It's H-I-J-I-K-I, hijiki. Okay? So this is, rich mineral, rich in minerals. And it has 100 grams, it has 1,400 milligrams, okay, of calcium. Calcium is 10 times more than dairy has, okay, in this hijiki, okay? So this is really great. It's high in iron, has trace elements, protein, vitamins A, B, complex, low calories, and under 1 gram of fat per bowl of this stuff. Okay, for beauty, it's great for beauty, for healthy hair, and to prevent hair loss. And the intestines is great for that. It's great for pregnancy and for blood sugar irregularities. It goes well with vinegar, citrus, onions, carrots, or rice. Used in stews, okay, side dishes, and with brown rice. Okay, so you can make that brown rice and throw some of that hijiki on there, and you're good to go, all right? Irish moss. Now, a lot of people are into Irish moss, which is a sea moss, okay? And now this is very powerful also. It's very nutritious. Okay, and for the thyroid, it's excellent for your thyroid and your glands. Great for pulmonary illnesses and respiration, for coughs, for dysentery, for your lymph, for tuberculosis. Okay, great for neck and joint swelling. It dissolves fat. It calms your appetite for digestion. It's great for ulcers. Great for regular bowel movement and helps with obesity. It prevents heart disease. It's great for the kidneys. It's healing for the skin, especially for rickets also. It's high in vitamin A and iodine. Okay, it has iron. It's got sodium and copper, sulfur, trace minerals, protein, and vitamin B1. Okay, so this is a great, great sea vegetable that we should incorporate, okay? So you can make sea moss yourself. It's very easy. I make my own, and I think Forrest makes his own. Okay, let me see how much time I got. Oh, I don't have much time at all. Okay, I'm going to skip some of these But I want to go, let me see which one I want to deal with now. Okay, let's go with Kombu. K-O-M-B-U. Now, this is the king of sea vegetables, and it grows in cold waters, okay? It's king for nutrients, okay? And it's good to tenderize and to add and enhance flavor because of its glutamic acid, okay, which is a precursor to commercial MSG. So you don't have to use MSG. You use this. It's great for the heart. It's great for the blood circulation and for organ elasticity, okay? Great for high blood pressure, for swelling, for the kidneys, for your urinary tract, and for reproduction. Now, it's high in sugar, but it's natural sugar, okay? You got potassium, iodine, calcium, vitamins A and C. You got the B complex, has trace minerals, okay? And, you know, this combo is like a root. It's great for cancer, for your intestines, for the kidneys, for reproduction, eliminating fatty acids, great for cholesterol and high blood pressure, okay? And, you can use this in your soups. You know, what I do, like if you are going to cook beans, for instance, if you like beans, you're buying dry beans, and you soak your beans overnight. You put a couple strips of kombu in there, and it takes the gas out of the beans, okay? So it won't be gassy. And you know, you can use the kombu, like I said, as a sea vegetable, but this will help get the gas out of beans. And, Forrest, how much I got? I got 5 minutes?
You got 2.5 minutes, brother, left. It's 8:56.
Okay, one last one for now. I had a lot down here, believe me. There's a lot of seaweeds out here. And let me just do one more.
Well, we can always do part two next week, but ain't no problem.
Okay. There's one, let's do Wakame. This is short. W-A-K-A-M-E. Now, this is sort of like kombu, okay? And it has high protein, iron, and calcium. Got the B complex, B12, in 100 grams, okay? Trace minerals, vitamin A and vitamin C. Now, this seaweed draws poisonous radiation to the body. It removes heavy metals and toxins from the body. And it's great for blood cleansing after childbirth, sisters. Blood cleansing after childbirth. Okay? So that's a powerful seaweed also. And I have quite a few more. One quick one. It's called Nori. Atlantic Nori. N-O-R-I. You see this in Costco. You see it in Whole Foods and they have a lot of seaweeds there, okay? And it's a delicious, nutty-tasting plant. And it's also high in vitamin A. More vitamin A than carrots, okay? It's got beta-carotene, a high B complex, B1, B2, B6, B12, vitamin C, vitamin D. And it's got 56 minerals, including calcium, iron, potassium, iodine. It's got trace minerals, okay? It's got chlorophyll, enzymes, okay? And it's tested free of arsenic, cadmium, lead, mercury, PCBs, pesticides, herbicides, hydrocarbons, and microorganisms. So that's an excellent sea vegetable also. So I think I'll stop there, Brother Forrest. You only got a minute and a half left. So hopefully everybody got something out of it. I hope you took notes. And look into the sea vegetables, and you can find different recipes. If you go online or Google it, they have different varieties of different dishes that you can make with the sea vegetables. Okay, very tasty stuff. But anyway, thank you, Brother Forrest, and thank you for listening, audience. Hopefully everybody takes heed. Thank
and
you,
also,
brother.
Family, yes, sir, I appreciate you. 973-673-0699. That's for Brother Rashad between only Monday and Friday between 1 p.m. 7 p.m. Do not call late. 973-673-0699. Thank you for the support of your green tea. And also my man Jay Sean, Randy Jay Sean Jackson, the technician, Friday night, dial the same number. He's on between 8 and 9 p.m. Thank you, podcast family, for listening. And we will see you next Saturday. Peace and blessings. Be safe out there.